Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From the New York City band leader Glenn Kreitzer with his orchestra, that was the tune Traffic Jam off the double 2018 CD called Ain't It Grand, and it sure is, to begin this new hour of Neon Jazz. So Glenn performs the music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, along with new songs and arrangements composed in that vintage style. He studied classical music composition and cello at Florida State University and the Cleveland Institute of Music. So he developed an interest in swing dancing, but since no one was playing truly authentic swing music for Lindy Hoppers, he taught himself tenor banjo and guitar and began leading his own bands to play for dancers. Now in his mid-30s, Glenn has become a staple in the New York vintage jazz scene, performing hundreds of gigs each year, both as a band leader of his own groups and as a sideman in groups of his colleagues and mentors. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Glenn talked about jazz a bit. Have a listen.
But I think the more that people look at it as a serious art form, and it is also a gateway to all the other stuff through it being popular, the more that it's going to help grow the mainstream jazz world. We're sort of like, you know, like an early music group is in the classical world. We're, we approach, it's not just a matter of playing old songs, but it's a matter of how we approach it and all of those things.
So Glenn's focus is on making authentic period music, but his overall goal is never simply to recreate the work of others, but rather to create his own unique brand of music from another era. Glenn and his bands have been invited to appear at hundreds of venues and festivals across North America, including the Lincoln Center's Midsummer Night Swing and the Rainbow Room. And along with performing, he's an avid songwriter and arranger in the vintage jazz idiom. He has composed more than 60 instrumental and vocal songs in the jazz standards idiom and has written hundreds of vintage-style arrangements of both classics and his own songs. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that knew the magic of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, from the corner of 18 and Vine to many other quadrants all over the city, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you both the vintage and modern spins in equal parts to make you appreciate the jazz. And sticking in that vintage sort of way, this is the English jazz musician and broadcaster from the aristocratic Littleton family. This is Humphrey Littleton with his take on the Maple Leaf Rag off the anthology of British Vintage Jazz, Volume 4, circa 2010.
Big band leader from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was Wisconsin native and jazz guitarist Pete McCann with the cut off his latest 2018 CD, Pay For It, on the other side with the tune Mudflap. So Peter has been a big part of the New York City jazz scene for over 25 years and a sought-after sideman for duos with big bands, and he has a very unique and wide-ranging set of music skills. He has played guitar on over 100 CDs. Pete has performed in every type of venue from jazz clubs to jazz festivals, schools, concert halls, and even Carnegie Hall. He has traveled to 17 countries and played in almost every state in America. From Edward Hammond Boatner Jr., or the cat known as legendary hard bop saxophonist Sonny Stitt, this is the tune Dumplin' off the 2017 CD called Baby It's Hot, and it always is, next on this Hour of Jazz.
Thank you. Hey, this is Matt Hopper, jazz guitarist here in Kansas City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was Grammy-nominated pianist, keyboardist, composer, and songwriter Larry Goldings leading the charge with Peter Bernstein and Bill Stewart with the 2018 song Maybe off the CD called Toy Tunes. So this organ trio has been recognized for charting new ground with synergistic playing and hard-swinging and thoughtful music. His skills on 18-plus albums as a leader has been sought after by a very impressive range of musicians, from James Taylor, Norah Jones, John Mayer, Tracy Chapman, Charlie Hayden, and so many others. From veteran jazz saxophonist and clarinetist Bud Johnson III, this is Hughes Blues off the 1963 LP French Cookin', as we bring the fries and you bring the sauce here on Neon Jazz.
Lisa B., Lisa Bernstein, coming to you from Oakland, California, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Mix Jackie Johnson, if I just had you here to tell you what's on my mind. I ain't seen you for the best of a year, but I understand you're kind. You'll come repentant for the way you done me wrong, hoping I'll be relenting and let bygones be gone. Though I love you still, our love affair's through, I'm taking no chances with you. You're just a thief in the night, nothing but a thief in the night. You came without a warning and left before the morning broke through. I never knew I wouldn't see you again. You're an education in men. The one I had belief in turned out to be a thief in the night. Oh, how I worried and fretted and got myself in a fit, wishing we'd never met, moping and hoping and swearing I square accounts yet. Folks declare my eyes are always wet, because a thief in the night stole my heart and vanished from sight. I knew I'd come to grieving, believing in a thief in the night.
That was jazz vocalist Shirley Crabb with the 2018 tune Thief in the Night off the CD simply called Bridges. So her swing goes to the heart every single time. As a teenager, she was inspired by the performance of Ella Fitzgerald singing the song A Tisket, A Tasket, and so many others were too, in that old Abbott and Costello movie. That led her to follow her dreams, first to Illinois to earn a bachelor's from the Northwestern University, and then back home to New York to study voice at the Manhattan School of Music. From there, all the venues and dreams came to life. From Brazilian jazz pianist, pop composer, and crooner Dick Farney, this is the 1950 song These Foolish Things. His take on it as this no-nonsense hour of jazz rolls on.
Max Groove, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Mm-hmm.
qué fuerte bruges y me demuestras que necesitas mi alma, mi cuerpo, poner a vivir. If ever you're restless and you're feeling low, don't think that the city is the place to go. Well, I'll tell you one thing worth thinking about. If you come in, be sure you can get back out. The great city's playboys, they're always around to help build your hopes up, then help drag you down. They'll leave you with nothing worth singing about. 'Cause when you're in, it's hard to get back out. The great city called Cruel Stone, 7 million people, and each one standing alone. You're caught in a whirlpool of East Side cafes, where life is a cocktail of beards and berets. And blues are the main things you're drinking about. 'Cause now you're in, and now you want back out.
That was jazz vocalist Lauren Henderson with the 2018 tune, The Great City. She's a recording artist and composer from Massachusetts, but her Caribbean and Latin heritage are central themes in her original music. Man, this is a cat full of jazz power. From the horn of Maynard Ferguson, this is the 1955 tune, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, as we keep finding bits of gold at the end of this jazz rainbow.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Wagner, Mayor Pro Tem for the City of Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm here on Neon Jazz with Joe Domino to talk more about our UNESCO City of Music designation.
That was Swedish-born jazz cat Bobo Stenson, joined by his trio with the tune Concion contra la Indecision, circa 2018. And our final twirl into the jazz is from American R&B saxophonist and bandleader Joe Lucher with his Jump Band. This is the 1947 song Baghdad Bebop. Man, that rolls off the tongue. And we want to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with both bebop and all of that jazz in his very soul, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Taking it to the barn.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We love hearing from you out there at Radio Land. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Dimino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
There you go.
Neon Jazz.